Zach, I'm reading about something called the Obama Dodge online. What is that?
Yeah, it's not a dance move. It's kind of shorthand slang for something that some organizations are doing in order to avoid thousands of dollars in anticipated healthcare costs.
Do elaborate.
Well, under the Affordable Care Act, larger employers have to offer their full-time workers a health plan. So full-time, in this case, is over 30 hours a week. And what some employers are doing is trimming the number of hours that their part-time workers work in order to avoid having to pay their health care plan.
But I thought the employer mandate had been delayed until 2015, so why are companies doing this already?
That's right. I mean, in effect, this mandate has been delayed. Experts I talk to stress a fine distinction. The mandate itself hasn't been delayed, but the means to enforce it have been. So some employers are already preparing for this new rule that's coming down the pike.
So where's this cutting of hours happening?
Well, it's happening across the country. An interesting sector where we're seeing this is in local governments. There's one fairly close to home in New Jersey that's doing this to 25 part-time workers. They're cutting their hours, and they're saying that in doing so, they'll be saving almost $800,000 a year in healthcare costs.
Wow. So is there a fear that a lot of people will end up losing hours because of this rule?
In certain sectors, yes. I mean, even some supporters of health reform say this ends up creating a pretty clear incentive for employers to cut hours. Certain sectors will see it more than others, think retail, restaurants, etc. But overall, the thing to remember is that the vast majority of employers to which this part of the law applies already offer health benefits. So all told, the impact might not be too big.
Thank you, Zach.
Thanks, Mike. And for more, just check out the health and science page of newsworks.org.